here's a story from The World.
The Women's Tennis Association has suspended all of its tournaments in China over concerns for the safety of star Chinese tennis player Peng Shuai, a decision that will reportedly cost the WTA nearly $1 billion. Peng accused a former senior leader of the Communist Party in China of forcing her into a sexual relationship. In the month since then, she's disappeared from public life. The World's Bianca Hillier has the latest.
The WTA's move makes them one of just a few organizations to push back on China.
What the WTA has done has put morals before money.
Yan Bennett is a former U.S. diplomat and is now the assistant director of the Center on Contemporary China at Princeton University. She says suspending tournaments is an appropriate and necessary step.
They regard her safety and the whole issue of gender equality more important than, you know, how much money they make in China.
The move is also welcomed by human rights advocates who have been demanding action for weeks. Andrea Florence is the acting director of the Sports and Rights Alliance, a coalition of sports unions and human rights organizations.
We hope that China is going to be able to answer and ensure Peng's safety and also an investigation into her allegations if she so desires.
Today, the Chinese Tennis Association expressed its, quote, indignation and firm opposition to the WTA's decision, adding that it was made based on, quote, fictitious information. State-run media also said it didn't really matter if the tournaments were suspended, because COVID-19 could have canceled them anyway. Still, many are now waiting to see if other sports governing bodies, like the NBA or the Men's Pro Tennis Association, the ATP, will also withdraw from China. The ATP did not reply to a request for comment, but pro tennis player Tennis Sandgren is one of a growing number of athletes who says the ATP should follow in the WTA's footsteps.
I think everybody should. I think the ATP definitely should. I don't think we should have tournaments there, least of all until this is cleared up.
In the WTA statement, CEO Steve Simon said, quote, "While we now know where Peng is, I have serious doubts that she is free and safe," end quote. The tennis pro was last seen in Beijing on November 21st after she'd made the allegation. In a video posted on Twitter, Peng is shown at a youth tennis tournament. She waves to empty stands and signs autographs. That same day, the International Olympic Committee also spoke with Peng, who has competed in 3 summer games.
They said it was a very cordial call and friendly call.
Longtime IOC member Dick Pound was not on the call, but he says of all the people who were trying to reach Peng, he isn't surprised she decided to connect with fellow Olympians.
All of the people involved in the meeting are Olympians, so there's a bond there that is easily accessed and easily felt.
The IOC says they also spoke with Peng yesterday. They did not release any details of the call, except that she appeared to be safe and well. Many people continue to doubt that and are criticizing the IOC for not mentioning her sexual assault allegations. But Dick Pound says he has, quote, absolutely no idea why people are questioning the IOC's statements and continuing to ask if Peng is safe.
Frankly, I would rather rely on people who are actually on the call rather than accusations from people who were not there.
China, meanwhile, has remained largely silent. Yan Bennett from Princeton University says Peng's accusation is an indirect criticism of the government, one that Beijing wants to stop in its tracks.
Generally, if China doesn't want to respond to anything, they just don't answer. You know, they'll try and pretend like nothing happened.
Bennett says these tactics typically work to control the narrative inside of China's borders. But this time around, she thinks China underestimated the international repercussions. Now, the WTA's move could create momentum.
What would be helpful at this point is a similar reaction from the American government, announcing a diplomatic boycott of the Olympics.
So far, senators from Kansas, Florida, Texas, and Tennessee have applauded the WTA, while the White House has yet to comment. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.